It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Ben Hayes, one of the experts at Winners and Whiners, has been doing is off to a solid start in the NBA playoffs. But with the finals, went on break for a few days. He likes a play on the diamond, and you can get it by texting VSEN to area code 320-350-3500. Get Ben's free play by texting VSEN 320-350-3500. Great write-ups in football and superb write-ups on MLB every day. Winnersandwiners.com.
All right, so tomorrow night, we get game one of the NBA Finals. We'll spend a lot of the show talking about the series, the game, the player props on tomorrow's show. I will give you this on the Celtics and how good they've been. Basically, like, historically on the road this year, their play-by-play guy is Sean Grandy, and he had some really good tweets this week. He talked about how the Celtics are going to open up the finals at Golden State, having won 23 of their last 30 on the road, outscoring the home team by 12.1 per game. They led Game 7 in Miami by 13 with 3:30 left. Had they won by 15 instead of, you know, what happened, they would have moved to second all-time on this list. And the list that he tweeted out is the following: best road scoring margin in NBA history, regular season and the playoffs. The 1972 Lakers won their games on the road that year by an average of 9.89 points per game.
Come on.
2017 Golden State, highest power rated team of our lifetime.
Yeah.
They won every road game by a combined 7.71 points. This Boston team would have overtaken the Warriors with Kevin Durant had that lead not have, you know, dissipated. But now they're number four on this list, behind 1971 Milwaukee and ahead of 2019 Golden State.
Yep.
How good they've been.
And you saw it, and they win game seven on the road against Miami. Favored on the road, too. That's only happened, I think, three times going back where teams favored on a road in game seven. I expect the Warriors to win tomorrow, but what-if scenario, and it wouldn't be crazy, but you just look at the spread, but based on the numbers we're going to give you, it would be, will surprise some people. But what if Boston wins that game? I mean, you're coming off back-to-back grueling seven-game series, and Golden State's had an easy time of it. I agree with Gary Washburn. Well, it points to Golden State in game one and the success of Kerr. But you see the good and the bad with the Celtics when you watch. I mean, the good, you're up big against Miami, the collapse before halftime in game seven. You almost give it away at the end of game seven. Silly turnovers, bad shot selection.
Well, don't forget that we see the same thing with the Warriors. We didn't see much of the bad against the Mavericks.
Well, you expect turnovers with Golden State.
You do.
That's what they do. But you don't expect it out of this Boston team, and they have, especially Jaylen Brown, been sloppy with the ball lately.
Like, I don't think Memphis is as good as Boston, and I think that's pretty clear to anybody, right? Memphis is still a good basketball team. They beat Golden State by 50 points.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw the ultimate bad in that team in that game. The last time they played these two teams, it was in March on the 16th. That was, I think it was the night before March Madness started. And this was in San Francisco. Boston beat them 110-88. Now, in that game, Steph Curry did get banged up. He only played 13 minutes. But Poole had 29 points in the loss. As a team, Golden State shot 11 of 48 from three, 23%. They were run out of their own building. They were out-rebounded 53-38, and they got walloped, and I watched a lot of that game. Here's Warriors head coach Steve Kerr telling the media what they learned from that matchup.
Things changed quite a bit in the playoffs, but I think that game was a really good indicator of how good Boston is defensively. And that was kind of right at the height of their rebound after, you know, after the new year where they kicked it into gear and started playing fantastic defense. We felt it that night. You know, they were really good at that end, and so that that tape is definitely helpful for us in trying to prepare for them now.
See, as a person who was holding future tickets on the Celtics to win the NBA title, I will be feeling great if they take either one.
Sure.
Game one or two in San Francisco. But having said that, I fully expect the Warriors to win at least one road game in the series because that's who they are and that's what they do.
26 in a row. That's incredible. The other thing is maybe it could have been an easier time of it, like the Nets series. But you've had guys in and out here. Horford was out. Smart missed time. Williams missed time. Williams has been hurt. He was hobbled game six and game seven. So maybe with the time off, they finally get everyone healthy, and they should be okay. But that's other okay. You won Defensive Player of the Year. Okay, go show me now. Go shut down Curry or contain him, Smart, because that probably decides the series.
Or Clay, or whomever you're on in the series.
Well, I imagine most of it to be on Curry.
Yeah,
right. Like that, and they have given Curry fits in his career, and for whatever reason, they give Golden State fits. They beat him 6 out of 7, and they thumped him in the last meeting, as you pointed out. So. That's been very important, too, going back with the history. The other thing, as I said earlier, I think you can see an unsung hero angle for Finals MVP. I mean, how do you lay $1.20 with Curry when he's never won the damn thing? And you're going to have the Defensive Player of the Year on him. And the other one is certainly the job Golden State does defensively. You could really make a case for the under because it's the first time since 96 in the Finals you have the top two defensive teams going at it here. But maybe a Grant Williams, maybe a Poole, you already have him. Klay Thompson could be a good price. The Klay Thompson that showed up against Dallas and shot the ball so well at the back end of that series.
Right.
I mean, there's so many good players in big names. Even look at the go down the Golden State roster. Wiggins.
I mean, they have
Iggy.
Otto Porter is like their ninth guy.
Yeah, right. Looney. I mean, there's guys with big prices that have had big moments so far in the series.
Well, here's
what
I'm afraid
playoffs,
of.
Rather.
Again, we're banking on and we're betting on human beings with a vote, right? So if the Celtics win, if he plays well, the easiest thing for voters to do is just going to look at Jason Tatum and say, yeah, he's got to win the MVP. Or the same thing with the Warriors.
But I could absolutely see the Celtics winning the series and Tatum isn't Superman. Brown could play well.
Yeah,
Smart could have a big series.
And to your point of a guy, an unsung hero, he's not unsung anymore. But the way the media, and I will point out the way the referees have fallen in love with Marcus Smart. If this guy shoots the ball well and he fills it up offensively, and by fill it up, I mean if let's say he averages 18 points per game in the series and he does a great job defensively and the Celtics win in like six, I just think that people are tripping over themselves with this guy and how much they have fallen in love with him this year. And I can see him winning the award that way. I hate the way he plays basketball. I can't stand his antics on the court. Drives me nuts.
Yeah.
I pull my hair out every single game like these stupid flops. It's destroying the game of basketball. And yes, I'm going to sound like I'm 145 years old. I don't care. It's a bad product when they do it. Go out there and do this. And the referees fall for it as well. Oh, that's going to be another charge. No, it's not. It's never a charge or rarely a charge. And you fall for it every single time. And this guy, it's like Laurie. How is that enjoyable basketball with the way that he plays? It's not.
No. in game six, White had 22 points and made four threes.
Well, he had to score because nobody else did.
But that's also the strange game where Smart led him in shot attempts, 15. White had 14. Tatum had 12 and Brown had 13. That can't happen. You can't do that. But that's going back to the unsung hero thing, though, too, though. I would be encouraged by the fact that, yes, they lost the game, but also some of the slow starts doesn't make sense. The Miami series in a couple of the games. One bad quarter. Horrible quarters. The third quarter of game one against Miami.
For sure.
The first quarter of game three. Mm-hmm. The good and the bad, going back to Gary's tweet about what you're seeing from Boston from time to time.
You said earlier, if Jordan Poole doesn't play well, the Warriors are not going to win the series. I will say this.
Yeah.
What if Looney and Wiggins play as well as they did in the previous series?
That won't happen.
Especially
Looney. Looney does that.
You don't think so?
Dallas has nothing at the rim.
No, they have nobody. But if both of those guys can, if Wiggins plays that well and Looney actually contributes, this might be a 5 or 6 game series for Golden State.
What are we saying? What are you giving me, 15 a game out of Wiggins?
Okay. 15 a game. Shoots well, plays great defense. You know, the intangibles, the hustle stuff. And that's all I'm looking for from Looney. I'm not going to tell you Looney's going to go give me 12 points and 14 rebounds, but if he has a couple of blocks maybe and he grabs, you know, he's flying out of bounds to save the basketball and they get another possession out of it and he has 10, 11 rebounds, that's okay.
That's tough.
Who he is.
It's tough. I mean, look at the series price, $1.50, $1.60. Some places open at $1.40. Two very good coaches. Kerr, 21-2 in game ones. The epic run that the home team's on in the finals in game one, period. What is it, 16-1?
Yeah,
I know. Udoka's done a great job.
The game one numbers are just...
How can that be? I can't believe it.
NBA Finals, 16-1 straight up, 15-2 ATS going back to the last 17 years.
Yep. 17.5. Here we go with the largest lead right off the bat.
You can't make a case for it. Don't even...
Now we're going to get close games.
Don't even tell the audience you're going to go down that path.
17.5 is your largest lead. Both teams to hit a three-point field goal prop is 13. That's going to be the story, too.
Oh, this is bombs away.
This whole series is bombs away.
And like I said, in the previous game, the one that Kerr, we played that soundbite here in the segment, they were, 11-48, I believe I said. If they're throwing up those numbers, they're dead. But you can say the same thing about Boston.
Curry's 3.5 in game one here at Circa. Tatum's 3.5. Clay's 3.5. Brown's 2.5 for made threes.
I'll give you a fun prop if a book would put this on the board. Will each team attempt 40-plus threes, or will we have a combined 80 threes or more in the game attempted? Let me pull it up real quick again.
I could see that, yeah.
The last time they played again, it was March 16th. Curry got hurt. He played 13 minutes in that game. They combined to shoot 88 threes. They were 26 of 88 combined.
Good call.
And both teams shot more than... Boston shot 40, Golden State shot 48. That'd be a fun prop to put on the board.
I keep going back to the experience, though. 6 of the last 8 years they've been here. It's 123-0 final game experience with these two teams.
Udoka's very good. But
yes, he is.
Kerr's awesome. Yeah. We'll recap last night's betting action here on Follow the Money with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe, Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, Avalanche, Oilers over, Altline 9.5, the total plus 430 at BetRivers. High as 460 here at Circa. Kane first goal 11-1. McDavid to score plus 120. Likewise, McKinnon. BTTS in the first period plus 135. I agree with our guy Chad Anderson, Denver. We're going to see plus money on both teams to score in the first period again? Team to score first and win? No. Plus 180. Also, if you connect the dots with what's going on down the street, someone put $200,000 on the over at MGM. Person likes to bet.
Did he box for a living for a long time?
No.
No.
Not okay. A boxer.
Well, I can't pick up what... I'm not picking up what you're putting down. Person likes to bet. Yeah, I understand that.
The golf matches on TNT.
Okay.
You got me now?
Got you. Yep.
Okay, my friend. Favorites in Major League Baseball, 60% on the season. Mets took money. Why not? 165 up to 195. Thumped the Nats. Nats now 1-10. When Corbin starts. Pirates did it again, plus 290. Surprised the Dodgers. Nadal plus 210. Hey, you're right. You said it yesterday off the air. I had to bet him on principle with his in the French Open, and he wins. And Swearem was 3-1 as well. How about this? New York State has collected a record-setting $267 million in tax revenue from sports betting since January 2022. To put in perspective, Pennsylvania has collected $253 since November 2018. New Jersey's generated 229 since 2018. Huh. Come on. The other thing, let's go California. Come on. That'd be another one of what they can do with the amount of money that's out there.
What are we talking about? 35 million people in the state of California, right around there? New York, though, again, 51% tax.
Sure, but in 5 months, though? 5 months? They've generated more than Jersey, Pennsylvania in 2018? Lunacy. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these videos. We're going with the dogs. The French Bulldog theme, too. I love this guy with the skate or die, the skateboard. Guy with the big yawn to start. It's like you're rolling. Got it? No problem. Pops right on. Pedaling. Yeah, gives it a push. Have a go. No problem. Right back on the skateboard. A total natural. Look at him. Got the outfit on, too.
Honestly, the yawn is the best part.
Yeah, he yawns right at the beginning.
Like, I'm so bored. Are you rolling the camera? Yeah. Let's go already. Come on.
Guys, I do this all the time. Now you finally want to film me and put it on Instagram, right? Look at now. This is serious hang time. And Tony Hawk, the Tony Hawk of dogs here at the skate park. Comes right up, right? Piece of cake, right? Puts the skateboard in his mouth, throws it down, jumps on it. And right back up.
If I saw that in person, I would be such a sucker.
Yeah.
Like, if that's, you know, how they have, like, it's Adopt a Dog Day at the park or whatever. You go and see that, I'd be like, here you go. What do I have to do? Yeah. I want that dog right now.
Right. Yeah. Right. With that, we got another one, too, coming up about when you go golfing and what you would see. Look at this guy. Look at this dog. Got the bathrobe on, the chain, boxers, and then the wine.
Hey, you got a goo. What? Dodie.
You got the wine. And then the socks. I forgot about it.
No, yeah,
got beautiful. The socks on, too, as he's out cold. A little too much to drink. What a Memorial Day weekend for this guy from Iowa. At Harrah's, he hit the progressive at Pigau. $253,000. He got five aces. He gets seven. Is it seven? Yeah, he gets seven cards. You make two hands in Pigau.
Right.
And he got five aces with the Joker. So Joker's included.
Do you know, does that pay the same as the seven card straight?
No. No way. Seven card straight flush?
Straight flush,
no
yeah.
Way.
What does that pay then, I wonder?
Oh, it's probably close to that's over a million.
Oh, man.
But again, you get so many properties connected together with the progressives, you get that monster payout. Lose some. Dodgers, $3 up to $350. Phillies, $130 up to $145. They got beat again. And the Oilers now 36-3-1 when scoring first. A couple of wins, some I missed. Cubs, Brewers over 9 up to 9.5, and the Astros, A's under from 7 down to 6.5. Good videos here, too, with Lusum. Things you don't expect to see, right? I think this was in Canada. But the bear comes out of the water, and then he comes chasing. Why is he sprinting? He's hauling ass. He's being chased by a moose. And it doesn't end there. Well, he thinks he loses him, and he comes in, pulls a Yui, and then comes running back, and the moose is still hot on his tail. Then he goes running in. He breaks the glass down below with all the tourists filming the whole thing and the blow-by-blow.
Who would you like in a one-on-one battle here? Who do you make the favorite?
Well, a race or in a fight?
No, in a fight.
Oh, I got to go with the moose. One kick. And it could
one
be
kick,
over,
stomps
man.
Him
yeah.
a little bit?
Yeah, with the stomp, yeah.
Also, tough. I mean, it's like pick on someone your own size. If it was a little bit bigger bear, I might go bear.
Yeah.
But that moose has him. He's like twice his size.
Yes, he is. And then this was in, I think it was in Canada. But the cub on the golf course playing with the flag. Now, you really want to impress me. Imagine if he picks it up and throws it like a javelin toss. Which, don't laugh. We showed the bear video where the guy's on the highway and picks up the cone and nudges it with his nose.
Well,
but this is in the right spot. But look at him.
Imagine if he picks out a golf ball from the cup and he's like, yeah, there you go, Titleist.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like an entertainer dancing, swinging on a pole. Look at him. Little cub. That'd be great if he just picked it up. Out with this. Throws the damn thing. Couple of bad beats. Braves, $1.60. Blew it in the ninth. Diamondbacks rally to win in 10. Giants, Phillies under 9. 3-3 goes to extras. 7-4 final in that one. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers. Your hometown book. Claim 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com. I tried to find exact score. Bet Rivers threw their hands up and said, the hell with it. They didn't go that high. 8-6. 7-4 last night was 9. Would have paid 90-1. Who knows what 8-6 would have been?
You're probably going to have to start offering like everything all the way up to 10.
You have to with these teams.
10, 9, 10, 8, 10, all the way down?
Yeah.
Sure. And just have 7,000 bets available on the betting board. This is from Paul. Feedback here. FTM@VSiN.com is the email. Good morning, gentlemen. Did you guys see anything from Daniel Negreanu with his hockey picks? Okay, I will give you this because I'm looking at his Twitter page right now.
Oh.
Daniel responded on Twitter professional poker player, by the way. He was 9-2 betting the first couple of rounds, and he told somebody on Twitter last night, no, he's passing. He's going to sit out the two finals, the Western and the Eastern Conference.
That's too bad.
But 9-2, and he takes...
Well, he had three dogs in the second round.
He's not Dave Tooley, is he? Who works here at VSiN, who's dog or pass? Like, no, but he looks at the dogs, though.
If you follow my NHL picks, you went 6-1 in the first round and 3-1 in the second round. In the second round, he had Edmonton plus 170, the Rangers plus 180, and Tampa plus 140.
There you go. Yeah, a lot of dogs there. All dogs, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to pass on these two. Okay. All right.
Very good.
And again, I will point out that I haven't heard a single person say, you know what? Give me the Rangers in the series.
I know.
This is from Scott, FTM at VSiN.com. Points out Matt Olson versus Freddie Freeman, right? Olson, now with the Braves. Freddie Freeman goes from the Braves to the Dodgers. Olson's hitting .263, Freeman .303, Atlanta's 23-27, Dodgers 33-16. Never trade your team leader. Karma kills team chemistry. I would say that Freddie Freeman's probably not the only reason why they're 33-16 right now in L.A., but is he a big reason why the Braves are still struggling like they are? Sure, I can buy into that.
They have to get going here. Four games under .500, and what's coming up? Colorado, Oakland, Pittsburgh, Washington, the Cubs. If they struggle there, because then it's Giants, Dodgers. Yeah, Philly's no gimme. St. Louis, Mets, Angels. I mean, it's a tough schedule after that. So, pretty much, I know there's a lot of time left, but you can kiss the division goodbye. They're 10.5 back, and they're getting Scherzer back and DeGrom at some point, too.
I want to give you the Dodger schedule because they have played such a cupcake schedule so far.
Yeah, I was not aware of that. That's kooky.
So, in this month alone, let's see here. They have four against the Mets, three on the road against the White Sox, then three at San Francisco. They come back home for two against the Angels. They got the Guardians in there. Three at Cincinnati, now feisty. Three at Atlanta. They're at Colorado. Then July, end of June, early July, begins with four against San Diego. Their schedule must be loaded after the deadline. Yeah, July it picks up. Four games at San Francisco. No, this is August, I'm sorry. Three against San Diego. They have three at Milwaukee. Another three against Milwaukee. So, yeah, later on in the season's work, it's really difficult for them.
That's why I made the case the Braves could catch the Giants in the wild card for one of them because the Giants still have 30 games left against the Padres and Dodgers.
Yeah. And the numbers going back to 2010, if you take out the pandemic year of 2020, today's June 1st, division leaders on this date going back 53% who are leading right now win their division. And a bunch of the teams that are in first place on June 1st that don't win their division still make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. And Bet Rivers is your home for betting on the French Open. You can log in any day of the tournament to receive a 20% profit boost that you can use on any live in-play bet of the tourney. Yesterday you saw those big upsets that Paulie just ran down on the men's side. Get your free profit boost today and every day at BetRivers.com or on the BetRivers app. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. NBA Finals, Gary Washburn, Boston Globe coming up next. The Warriors are undefeated at home in the playoffs. Does he believe the Celtics can win 4 out of 5 if Golden State takes the first two games?
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000 and receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000.
All right, let's talk some NBA finals here. Gary Washburn joins the program, does a great job covering the Celtics and the NBA for the Boston Globe. Gary, thanks for the time today. How are you?
Good, guys. How's it going?
Going pretty well. Can't wait for tomorrow night and game number one. I want to throw this at you right out of the gates. So we all know Golden State now 9-0 at home in the playoffs. They're beating everybody on average, by the way, in those games by an average of 14.6 points per game. And they've been so good under Steve Kerr winning a road game in 26 consecutive playoff series. If Golden State takes the first two games of this series and the Celtics have to win 4 out of the next 5, your feelings on this team then actually accomplishing that and winning the NBA Finals would be what?
Yeah, I mean, obviously highly unlikely. I mean, you got to try to get one of the games in San Francisco through the Celtics now. Obviously, last year, Milwaukee fell behind 2-0 and looked like they were done and then won four straight. It could happen, but doubtfully against a team with championship medal that's been so good at home. You know, so I think the Celtics have been a very, very good road team in the playoffs. They won three games at Miami. They won two games at Milwaukee, and they won two games at Brooklyn. Are going to have to make a statement early. Are going to have to try to get one of these two games. You know, and I think the first game is very important. You can't ease into this game, feel each other out, and all of a sudden lose by 15. I mean, you've got to try to make a statement early, catch a team that's had a lot of rest and maybe a little bit of rust, mm-hmm. and catch them off guard to try to steal game one.
I think that's a good point you made on Twitter with your tweet about back-to-back grueling series, tough physical seven-game series for Boston, and Golden State has an easy time of it, and they're well-rested.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. When, you know, the Warriors took care of their business. They beat, you know, Memphis in six, then came back and beat Dallas in five, and was just obviously exerted their will over the Mavericks and gave themselves a real chance to rest and get it together. And so you, for the Celtics, you have to hope that a few days off, 3 days off exactly before game one, and then the fact that you're coming off such an emotional series, but also a competitive series, is an advantage. So you're ready to play ball as opposed to the Warriors, who haven't obviously played an NBA game in 8-9 days. So, you know, that's the thing. The thing about this series, you could make an argument for either side. Golden State's well-rested. They're ready to go. The Celtics coming off a competitive series. Mm-hmm. They'll be ready to go. So any argument you want to make, it's all about the execution. Who wants this more?
Covering the team and being around the guys, do you think they're going to be loose when the series starts? Because they couldn't get over the hump all those times losing in the conference finals. They were expected to beat Miami. They didn't play well at times of that series. Your tweet, too, about you saw the good and the bad in Game 7 against Miami. But do you think the guys can come in loose now that this particular group finally made the finals?
I think they're going to enjoy the experience because it's their first time. You know, media day to day, all the glitz and glamour that's added to the finals, being the final two teams. I think they're going to enjoy the experience. Now, I don't think, you know, is it going to be jitters? Of course. Are they going to be a little bit nervous, a little bit apprehensive? Of course they will. But I think once the ball game gets going, once they get started and their coach is like, hey, guys, you know, because Udoka hasn't been to the finals as a head coach, but he's been to the finals as an assistant. So he knows what this is like. So I think that's an advantage for the Celtics to prepare them for how this is going to be. And these are big games. Every possession is big. You know, you can't waste possessions. You can't have 6-7 minutes where you don't score. So I think he'll prepare them for that. But of course, I think they'll be a little bit jitters.
What do you think we're going to get from some of the so-called others from the Celtics in this series? Horford was so good against the Bucks. He didn't have quite the same series against Miami. How many minutes are we going to get from Robert Williams? Peyton Pritchard barely played at all the final three games. Grant Williams as well. He was big in moments, but you know, every game, is he going to give that to you? What do you expect from the others here?
Yeah, I think, as you said, it's going to be probably times where they make big plays and times where they don't. It's hard to determine. I think the first game will determine who can play in this series and who can't. Who's going to be useful, who probably won't be useful. And that's, I think we won't see that until these two teams get on the floor and fill each other out, how that's going to go down. So if you're the Celtics, I mean, you know, Grant Williams likely will have his moments, mostly probably defensively, and getting rebounds and maybe scoring at the rim. You know, you might hit a three-pointer or two. Peyton Pritchard's, as you said, you know, had a good start to the Miami series and kind of fell off. So they're going to depend on their guys. Tatum, Brown, you know, Marcus Smart, you know, hopefully for him, for the Celtics, he's healthier than he was after that ankle injury. They don't have a guy who's going to come off the bench and score 25 points. They just don't have that type of guy, you know, unless, like I said, Williams or Pritchard just, you know, has a moment there, like the, you know, Williams in game 7. They don't have that consistent score, so it's going to have to be a team effort.
Was game six a fluke for White against Miami? Could he give me, can I get 18-22 a couple games out of White? And could Grant Williams surprise some people and play a key role in this series?
Well, Grant could. I wouldn't count on White 18-22 points. He's not really, he's more of a defender than he is a scorer. I just think he had it going that night. But he's going to get his opportunities to score. That's the thing about Derek White, who could be a key to this series, because he's going to, you know, teams are going to let him, if it's down to Brown or Tatum, and you're going to choose White. And so you're going to let White get to the basket. You're going to let White take the three. You're going to let White hit the floater. You know, you're going to let that happen because it's better than Tatum or Brown. So White is going to get his scoring opportunities. The question is, because he's not been a high percentage shooter during his stint in Boston, he's had his opportunities. You know, he came through in that game six. He was really, really good, probably the best player on the Celtics that game. But that's not happened all the time. Derek White could be a guy, you know, you might want to look out for in some kind of over-under situation. But, you know, it hasn't happened a lot, but it could.
Who do you expect to win the series? What's your prediction?
I just think something tells me this Celtics team is a team of destiny. I've covered them all year. They've stunned me with some of the games they've been able to pull out, coming back and winning that game six at Milwaukee, winning a game seven in Miami when they had looked terrible in game six and it looked like they were done. Mm-hmm. They have come from back from the dead, quote unquote, so many times this year. I see them as a team of destiny, so I'm going to go with the Celtics in six. I think they're athletic. They only have one player over 30 in Horford, so they're young. So I don't think the rest and thing or the is going to be much of a factor, because I think they'll be ready. And I think they'll figure out a way to slow down, not stop, but slow down the Warriors.
Okay. And you're confident, obviously, the way it sounds, in Udoka in his first year, first finals here, going against Steve Kerr?
Yeah, I do. I mean, obviously, there's been times over the past two series he's been out-coached, but I do think he does have the defensive mindset, the defensive acumen along with his staff to bring out some type of element, some wrinkles that's going to slow down the Warriors. And the Warriors are not a team with a Bam Adebayo or a Giannis Antetokounmpo who are going to attack the rim and dunk on you. They're going to beat you with three. So the Celtics are going to have to figure out a way to slow down their perimeter game and their ball movement. But I think they will, because they have always been able to respond defensively. They have always been, all year, that team that has figured out a way to slow other teams down.
Yeah. Do you like the 2-2-1-1-1?
It doesn't bother me as much as it does other people. The 2-3-2 is obviously more convenient travel-wise and all that, but I also think it's a disadvantage to where the road team is playing more home games or the team that without home court advantage. But it doesn't bother me as much. But for this travel situation, it could play a factor because, obviously, you're going cross-country.
Yeah, no doubt. You can read Gary in the Boston Globe. Does a great job covering the Celtics and the NBA, and follow him on Twitter, at G Washburn Globe. Gary, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the series.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Celtics in six.
Good job, Gary. Good tweets as well, too. I think Smart's a big reason why, but they've had their number. I mean, they beat them 6-7. Mm-hmm. And this is the only team that has a winning record against Golden State since Kerr became the coach.
Yeah. Warriors did have guys missing a bunch of those games.
But
so that's the way I look at it, right? And I watched most of that game on March 16th. Curry played 13 minutes, got hurt, he had 3 points. It was 110-88, I believe, final score. Warriors are not winning that game with Steph Curry.
Yeah, and then the first meeting was early in the year, and Boston wasn't Boston.
No, they were terrible.
Remember, they were started off 18-21, but
yep.
This is something. I can't believe we talked to Aaron Rennie tomorrow. When Boston was like the 7 or 8 seed, he still said one of the best teams in the East.
He said per his numbers, the number one power rated team in the entire Eastern Conference.
He nailed that. I got to watch it too. I mean, there's so many, like Green and even Williams. They can guard they can guard so many guys.
Sure they can.
So I don't know who's going to guard who, the matchups, how much does Looney play, how much the X's and O's here are fascinating.
My fingers are crossed the referees will not be part of the story.
Oh,
but that probably...
Oh, we have to bring it up, though. Celtics are 12-0 with Scott Foster.
Yep. All right, In Pocket Plays, what we are betting on today's board, coming up next.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
Came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1. Nope. 10 to 1. You're up.
Here we go. Time for our in-pocket plays. We'll recap what we had yesterday to begin with. Astros minus 131 against the A's. That got there. It was not easy. Javier only lasted, four innings in the game last night. Threw a lot of pitches. As soon as they yanked him out of the game, they go to the bullpen. Like the fifth inning, A's had runners on second and third. Nobody out. Somehow they don't score. And the Astros were, I'll take it. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you it wasn't easy to get there.
What is it again? 38-12 to the under?
38-12 under.
What a joke.
70.
God.
That's, come on.
It's lunacy.
All right, so.
Oh, my God.
Today, I will thank Dustin, our producer, for putting me on this. And if it's a loser, then I take back the thank you. Yes. And then I throw hot coffee in his face tomorrow. The White Sox first five, I got it at -105 not that long ago. Kopech in the first five so far this year, some of his advanced numbers. 2.77 with the FIP. Batting average against is 127. The BABIP, very fortunate, 170 with balls in play. 23% strikeout rate. The XFIP is slightly higher. The ERA is 1.42. Guy's been awesome, doesn't allow a lot of hits. And so I will take the White Nine. But again, Tim Anderson to the IL. And they're going against a lefty for, two or three years. The White Sox were pretty much in autoplay against lefties. But he was like the catalyst for this offense. You take him out of the lineup, but I'll take my chances today with Kopech first five.
What a disappointment. Under 500, -47 run differential?
Yep.
Let's go, Chicago. You got Shesterkin with the pending. All right, will Draisaitl score? No, as a winner. -145. I'm going to play that every game this series. He's banged up, and he's looking to be more of a distributor. And beautiful pass to McDavid.
Oh, that was the goal. The handling,
wow,
of the puck.
Yes.
Turns it over like this. Bam, pinpoint. The net,
right,
was wide open. I mean, McDavid could have caught that puck in his mouth and carried it over to, yep, the net and scored.
So you got him. You got Kane, who scored 13 goals in the 13 games.
That's
Hyman has scored 6 games in a row.
Been on fire.
Last Oiler do that, Esa Tikkanen, in the 90s. Crazy. I'll go with the Pirates, +210 today. I like Quintana. He shut him down already this year, right? I'm not sure about Mr. White for the Dodgers either, but and they'll take money again. Ah, they can't get swept. They can't. Well, yes, they can. And I'll take the Pirates +210 against the Dodgers today.
List the pitcher.
Oh, good call.
Because
yeah,
there is one site that has Gonsolin going today.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
So,
yeah, fair. Yep. Okay. Yankees on the run line against the Angels. Angels have lost 6 in a row now. It's Cortez. I mean, his numbers are ridiculous on the season. And Angels in a free fall. I like the Yankees.
You know, he's absolutely live to win the Cy Young.
Sure he is.
Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
his
absolutely
numbers are
he is.
Awesome.
Look at his numbers. Phenomenal. Home and away. Alt under tonight. Game 1, Rangers in Tampa. How are the Rangers going to score 5-on-5? I agree with our guy Fitz. The whole series should be 2-1. Vasilevsky's allowed 4 goals in the last 5 games. Oh, by the way, it was Toronto and Florida. Florida had 122 points and averaged 4 goals a game. Scored 3 goals in the series, okay? So if you stay out of the box and don't let the Rangers go on the power play, and plus you got Igor going. I mean, come on, the Russians here, Igor against Vasilevsky, under 4.5 +230. I already gave out and bet the Warriors game 1 tomorrow. I am with Gary. I'm concerned about the back-to-back physical 7-game series for Boston and the time off with Golden State. Plus, Kerr is 21-2 all-time in game ones.
Yep.
As well. And what was the other pending I had? Oh, Rangers to win the conference, 15-1, alive and well. In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern, betrivers.com. That is strange. You are right, though. That is accurate. You don't see many people picking the Rangers to win this series. And the price is only $1.70.
Yeah.
But Colby Armstrong's right. How do you go against Tampa? Going for the three-peat, 10 series in a row they've won, swept Florida, took out Toronto.
They have that guy between the pipes.
And that guy, right? That guy. There's the adjusted series price, too. Colorado, 475 after winning game 1, 8-6.
Can I give you an early look on an alt over in the Colorado game, game 2?
Is it 9.5 again?
Well, you can, at one
plus
book,
four.
It's 8 over +146. You want to bet all this at plus money?
I can't believe yesterday. +460 over 9.5. Yeah, over it, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, they can get the, they can sneeze and get 5-3.
That second period, I really hope for the NHL's sake that the ratings, I mean, especially like in a spot like last night, there's no NBA finals going on. The finals in the NBA are going to be done before the Stanley Cup final. And you have some of these matchups with these teams involved. I really hope the ratings were awesome last night. They deserve it. With the talent on the ice, I compared it to the Chiefs and Rams like 3 years ago when they played. It was Mahomes and the Chiefs and no defense. Like, if those two teams played a seven-game football series, every game would have been, it wasn't going to be in the 50s every game for both teams, but it would have been like 37-35, 37-33.
First time, both teams, six-plus goals, multiple goalies. Can they win the series without Kemper? Now, he didn't play well last night, but this also wasn't Nashville you're playing. You see Edmonton's fire, but Edmonton is weird, just like the Rangers. Edmonton was lucky to beat the Kings, and the Rangers were dead against Pittsburgh.
Well, but
numerous times
they were the better team against Calgary.
Oh, no question.
They really were.
No question.
I'm very interested in grabbing a plus price on Edmonton to win game number two, and I will shop around for a series price at some point today. That might be a little kooky because it is Colorado, but
that's to your point earlier though. 8-6 final, Colorado started sitting on the lead in the second period again. And their last goal was only goal in the third period for them was an empty net goal.
Look,
they did the same thing against St. Louis in game five, and it came back to bite them. Stop doing that.
Calgary is not Colorado on offense. Nobody is, right? Because they have so much depth and so much talent. But Mike Smith was abysmal in game one against Calgary. And he flipped it starting at the midway point of game two. And he did get better. All I'm saying is if he can somehow limit Colorado to three goals?
Yeah, that's a big ask. Also, the lack of power play.
He had no help defensively.
Well, he gave up some softies, too. But that's also the chances. The two-on-ones, the three-on-two rushes, the breaks.
Yeah.
And how many chances they had.
Back-to-back yesterday, I went from Top Gun Maverick to getting home right at the beginning of that game.
That's a good run.
I thought I was going to catch a break. I thought it was going to be like doing a shot of whiskey and then I'll have a glass of water. It was back-to-back shots of whiskey for five hours. It was nonstop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, I was just like, okay, Top Gun was such a thrill ride for, 2 hours. And then I get home, it's like, oh, that was boring compared to the hockey game. I mean, it's 3-2, end of one. And the first period had like nothing on that stretch in the second period with what we had.
They got the call right, too. I know it was controversial, but that was a weird rule. A player is allowed to push the puck in, and the decision for offside isn't made until the player makes contact with the puck in the zone. And Makar didn't have the puck yet. But again, as I said earlier in the show, that's not sports. You don't sit there and slow it down like tenth of a second and look at it like that. I mean, you can't officiate or ref a game like that, anyways.
Yep.
And that was big. Because they take the lead, they challenge and lose, power play, they score on a power play.
A lot of people said, right call, but it's a dumb rule. Okay, now let me give you this.
Koharski got it right. I can't believe it. Eat another donut. Eat another donut.
We talked about like freezing the standings today in Major League Baseball. Like what's going to change from June 1st to October 1st? Now, here's some perspective for you. Remember, the Atlanta Braves run differential on this date last year was exactly zero. They won the World Series. Two teams have a run differential of zero this year. One's Philadelphia. It's not happening.
No.
Another team? Toronto.
Yeah. And here we comes.
The Blue Jays.
Here they come now.
With a run differential of zero. That's
how? Yeah.
I was going to say the Nationals in 2019 had a run differential on this date of -26. -26, they won the whole thing.
I'd love to freeze the standings right now and start the playoffs. Sexy teams, big name teams, right? How about the 13-run pool?
Eight teams, I think, have to scratch off one more.
Mets, 0. Giants, 11. Cleveland, 13. Texas, 13. Padres, 13. Angels, 13. Brewers, 13. Dodgers, 8-13. Seattle, 9-12. Washington, 9-12.
We've been saying this now for
three weeks. This is great.
Right? Like it could end any day or it could go until who knows when.
Yeah.
It could end today. It could go till July 4th. I highly doubt that. But eight teams, they have to score one more exact run there to cross it off. I thought the Guardians were going to give it a run last night and so did the Giants, right?
They had a shot.
They have to scratch off 11 yet?
Yeah. Well, don't expect a lot of goals in this game tonight.
Oh, you're betting the alt under 4.5,
Look at the rust factor, though, right? That's a big one. I mean, Tampa's had 9 days off. So maybe the Rangers can get them, and the Garden will be on fire tonight. Can't wait.
And do yourself a favor. You have to go see Maverick.
HBO.
You have to.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf-Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.